Welcome, everyone, to the Lost Levels podcast. This is podcast number 67. I'm your host, Spider Staryu, your potent pal. And today I am joined by Dark Boo.
Hello.
And Toadette.
Hey.
All right, Super Zambizzy and Timmy couldn't make it today because Essie is busy with his sister's birthday, and Timmy is doing yard work with his mom. So it's just us today, but still, it's going to be a great podcast. We're going to be talking about We Use Questionable Future today. There's a lot to mention, but before we get into that, let's talk about what everyone has been doing this week, starting with Dark Boo, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Taxi.
That's the only thing I can say. Nothing had happened this week until Friday straight. And Tuesday. Mind you, it's nothing about the college, nothing about the buses. Isn't that rare? There's nothing about the buses, nor college, nor people. It's these damn taxis. Tuesday, I wanted to take a taxi to the Chinese restaurant because I was hungry, and I wanted some true tea with some Chinese food. This bastard never came. Mind you, I left work at 5. So,
oh, crap. My mic wasn't in. I left work at 5, so what happened was the taxi never came. Mind you, it's 6:15. I had somewhere to go at 7. I had to walk. I walked from high school all the way to the Chinese restaurant, which is like across the town. Then all the way home. I'm like, yeah, I'll put my foot somebody behind. Friday. When I saw it on Friday, nothing happened except the taxis. I cussed stay behind out. And if you listen to Black Friday, you'll see what words I said and how I was not very insolent. And so basically that's all what happened. I said it on Black Friday. You had to listen to Black Friday. And I haven't been playing any games. I don't recall playing games. Did we play Mario Kart Wii, Spider Story?
Hey!
I don't know if we played it or what, so yeah. I haven't been doing anything, so that pretty much sums it up.
Uh-oh, did I miss something?
Did we play Spyro Kart Wii?
Oh, yes, we did. We played it last Saturday. I forgot to say, hey.
Last Saturday.
Don't worry, I ate for you, girl.
All right, thank you, Leslie. All right, that's what Dark Boo's been doing. How about you, Toadette?
Well, once again, I've been whoring myself out the Fire Emblem Awakening, and I'm finally almost done maxing out my character stats. And you know what I'm gonna do once I finish maxing my character stats?
What are you gonna do?
Start a new file.
Uh-oh.
And I'm gonna do it all over again, but on hard mode.
Uh-oh, hard mode.
Yeah, we know some people who like it when it's hard.
Yeah, Super Zambithy. And Timmy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I've also been being Leslie and trying to collect more Toad stuff. Not Toadette, Toad, because he needs a little more love. He needs a little more love. Come on, give Toad some love.
Yeah, and people need to let Toad embrace his own types of love.
Give Toad a kiss. Give Toad a kiss.
Thank you.
Yeah, but anyways, that's what I've been doing. Just, you know, Fire Emblem, drawing, being lazy, the usual.
Oh, yes.
Mommy!
Well, that is good. You heard that in the background. That's my nephew. You know I can't.
No, you're his mommy.
Oh, yeah, I'm his mom. Anyway, I have been being a Leslie with Toadette so much lately. I've been playing Mario Kart Wii with Dark Boo on Saturday.
Yes.
How you doing?
Fine, you?
I'm good as well. Let me see the games I've been playing. I've been playing a lot of Animal Crossing City Folk lately. I'm playing it actually as we speak, trying to sell some stuff, trying to get my cash in and deposit it in the bank. Yes. I got 15,000 bells.
Uh-oh.
What else? I've been playing Pokemon, what's it called? Pokemon, White 2. Trying to get further in the game. I still am not that far. But it's very mad at me. I'm so pathetic. I actually found my Pokemon Emerald game yesterday. I found it in my pile of Game Boy Advance games, surprisingly. I thought I threw it away. Because, you know, it doesn't really work anymore. Because, you know how Pokemon Emerald is with the battery and the day events and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's like sort of like sucky how it doesn't really work. But it's okay. You know? So, other than that, let me see. I'm really trying to think. What else? Not really much else. I have been starting a new series on my YouTube channel called Spider Star You Talk. Mm. It's where I rant about things that happened to me. I discuss things that are on my mind. I discuss news that's happening, and I also discuss other gaming stuff too.
So you basically, should invite us over sometime, girl.
Of course, I'll invite you on. I'll invite Boo on. We'll discuss over some true tea and chicken.
Yes. Good. I'm hungry.
Yes. So I'm gonna invite you guys on soon. But other than that, oh, also you can find that on my own YouTube channel, not The Lost Levels MPL. You find that on my own YouTube channel. Other than that, not much else has been going on really, other than a certain story about what happened in the elevator, which you'll find out on my YouTube channel. You can find it out on Spider Star You Talk about all that crap. Justin, sorry, girl. Oh my god. Alright, Justin, I'm doing a podcast. Okay. You guys didn't hear that. Okay, so now we're gonna get into our news and community about things that are going on in the forum and on the Nintendo world in general. Yes. Nintendo is not gonna be doing a major E3 press conference this year at E3. So there's going to be some small events and, of course, some demos and some stuff behind closed doors. But other than that, not that much else. What do you guys think about that? Is it a bad business move, or do you think Nintendo has something up their sleeve?
I don't know.
As long as they show me scenes from Mario Kart and Super Smash Brothers, I'm cool. Uh-oh. And Mario Party 3DS, obviously, because we're Mario Party lesbies.
Yes, we have to see Mario Party 3DS.
Yeah, I just want to see more of Toad's sexy ass. Oh, did I say that out loud? I'm sorry.
I want to see how this game will be.
Mm-hmm. I want to see if... Oh, come on. We all here want to see if our favorite Fat Fabulous Fungus is in it.
Oh, yes, we do.
If Toadette is in it, then I know Toadette's going to go crazy.
I don't even care if it's gonna be. I don't even care if it's like a cold copy, a hard copy of Mario Party 9. I just, if Toadette's in it, it's automatically good. I mean, not to everybody else, but at least to me.
Oh yes.
Nico, oh, yeah. Shut up. Sorry, that was my cat.
But yes, that's what Nintendo's not having a major E3 press conference this year. Maybe it'll be bad for them, maybe it'll be good. I actually make a discussion video about that too, and it's on my channel as well. I discuss it because it's also something that's bothering me because I'm sort of not feeling like this is a good business move. I mean, of course, they're going to still be at E3, but are they basically saying that they're not going to be as major at E3? And I know SCC wants to bust through some doors. I'm like, oh, of course. But yes, let's move on. Super Mario World is going to be... Actually, it's released on the Wii U Virtual Console.
I gotta go buy me that.
It's going to cost a certain amount of bucks. Specifically, $7.99.
Oh, that's pretty cheap.
Yes, it is, honey. So,
I feel sorry for anyone who, back in, like, 1994, 95, who bought this game for, like, I don't know, like, $40, and now here it is, like, almost 20 years later for, like, $8.
Exactly. But, yeah, if you like it, pick it up. Game & Wario North American box art has been revealed.
I might buy that. I heard it was going to be sold cheaper at GameStop. I might buy it.
I know. It's for the Wii U, and you can check the box out box art. Wow. Whoops. What was that? The box art out on MPL. And I also have to discuss the daily Lost Levels videos.
Oh, yeah.
This week, we've had everything normal and just at the usual. Basically, what it is that everyone is back to their original roles. I do Juicy Tuesdays. Toadette does Mushy Mondays. Your favorite fabulous fungus. Toadette.
Yes, Toadette.
Toadette.
And we have Black Fridays with Dark Boo.
Yes.
And Legacy Wednesdays and Double T Thursdays.
Yeah, those two. Yeah. Well.
Go watch ours. Ours are better.
But Dark Boo actually has a lot of the interesting things to say, so you should definitely check out Black Fridays as well, because, you know, I know Boo told me last night about a lot of taxi things that happened when he was in a taxi. A lot of crap happened.
The freaking taxis, man! I was on AIM, too, and I was talking to VIP and Barry. The freaking taxi, man!
Who does know?
Goodness, Rue is an understatement. Oh, my God. Did I have the nerve to go to West Hempstead?
Okay, so now let's discuss our topic today, actually. Today's topic is going to be about the questionable future for the Wii U. This is basically about the questionable future for the Wii U. Basically, this topic idea was our thanks to our member, Aegis. Basically made a topic about how potentially Wii U does not have the brightest future, as it's not exactly what the Wii was when the Wii was first released. It had so much popularity, so much attention, so much for the gimmick of moving the Wiimote with the motion controls. But with the Wii U, it hasn't received that much praise, and its up-to-date graphics and stuff are not that praised among fans. So basically, we're going to discuss what we think about this subject, about what we possibly think will happen with the Wii U, and do we think things will improve, will they have a comeback with later games or not, or whatever. And we'll also discuss some other members' opinions as well, but first let's start with our own opinions. Dark Boo, what is your opinion about the Wii U? Do you think it's going to be able to make a comeback, or do you think it's just sort of just going to go down, 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 and just burst up into flames?
Uh-oh.
Like Virtual Boy. Actually, no, it would never be like the Virtual Boy, but I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah, Virtual Boy was bad.
Yeah, not that it compares to Virtual Boy. That crap was horrible.
That was a complete failure. But, I don't know, I'm not gonna say I don't know, here's my problem. By the time they make some games, they better hope them games are high tech or something compared to, what are them things? The other handheld systems. They have to make sure them games are good. If they're not good, they're gonna be a fail, because mind you, you still have the other handheld systems and you have what is it called? And you have them iPads and Androids and iOS systems and stuff. So basically, you have by the time they make games for it or something. Oh, excuse me, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. By the time they make games.
Whoa, Isaac's in the podcast?
Oh, no, he's not in the podcast. I had an Izzy moment. But by the time they make games, it's going to be either it's a game that already coincides with another series. Because if it's not, I think people won't buy it unless it's something that coincides with like a recent game. Otherwise, I don't think they'll buy it. I don't even know a lot of people who have Wii U's, actually. I know I don't have one, because I didn't even want to get one at that time. I said, to me, it wasn't worth it, because there was no games out. I only knew, like, one game. Nintendo Land, that's the only game I knew. Other than that, I didn't know any other game, so I was like, what's the point of getting it? I don't understand why they released it so early, and then only, like, how many games are for it? Like, three?
I'm not sure how many games are out for the Wii U, but I know there's not a lot 50. That are getting attention.
There's over 50 right now.
That is less compared to any other system.
There's like 50 out right now, but a lot of them are just kind of like third-party games nobody really knows about.
See, that's not the way Nintendo goes. Usually when they release a system, there'd be a collection of games. That's not them. I think if it makes a comeback, it won't be as powerful. It won't be, oh, it's just going to go over the chart. They probably going to hit midpoint and just go right back down.
All right, Toadette, what do you think?
I don't know. I don't really care if it's a big failure or not. I like it. But I do agree that there should be more games. The one thing that's pissing me about the Wii U is that all the good games I want for it aren't coming out until, like, later this year. Like, freaking Pikmin 3! I've been waiting, like, 5 months for that game just to find out it's coming out in August. That makes me so mad. And, of course, there's Mario Kart Wii U, which I'm really hyped for. Even if there is no Toadette in it, I always love me some Mario Kart. And there's also, like, Fire Emblem X Shin Megami Tensei, the new Xenoblade game, Legend of Zelda Wind Waker HD. There are, Super Luigi U. There are some good games coming out for the Wii U, but the problem is that they're coming out later because Nintendo wants to get... Nintendo has always done the, oh, let's release our games near Christmas so everybody buys them technique. And, you know, while that is a good move, it pisses some fans off because they have to wait all this time. I mean, I know me and Staryu were angry because, you know, Pokemon X and Y aren't coming out until October. And that's still, like, forever from now. But... I mean, honestly, I just think, you know, I mean, a lot of people say the Wii wasn't good, but a lot of people have Wiis. It's like probably one of the best selling consoles of all time, like behind the PS2. But the PS2 has been around for like forever. But I still just think that. They just need to release more games. They're gonna release their good games soon, but they gotta make sure that they don't let other consoles like the PS4 and the 720 or whatever Xbox's new console is gonna be called, like, get ahead of them, or else they're just going to flounder behind. If they're letting all these consoles and like others, as Boo said, like PC and iOS, if those get ahead of them, then they're done.
I know, right? So you think Wii U could possibly make a comeback later, or do you think it's going to just go downhill from here, especially with the new console is going to be coming out soon?
I think they're just waiting until Christmas so they can splotch up all the big bucks, not just from Wii U, but from 3DS too. But I don't know. I feel like sometimes it's good to wait, but if you wait too long, you're going to miss your chance.
Yeah, my problem with what they're doing is that they have all this free time. They released... When was the console released? Like 2012?
It was released in November of last year.
Oh. So they basically have all this time and they're just wasting it. Because the Sony's console, PS4 is not out. And that new Xbox console, whatever they're going to do, is not out. So
yeah,
they have the chance to do something.
They can release some of their good games now. So people will still buy Wii U's during the time that PS4 and Xbox 720 come out, and then they can release their other good games later, so they can keep ahead of the game.
I know, and they don't do that. So that's what their biggest problem is. So they're gonna wait till later, and then when all those games come out, then they're not gonna have a chance to really revolutionize and get more money when they have had the chance right now. So I think they're wasting their time.
My problem, I know some people who return their Wii U's. No offense, but I know like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I know 6 people who already returned their Wii U's.
Cause there's no games out.
Exactly. There's like, what's the point of buying it and there's no game? There's like, really, there was no games. I was like, what's the point of releasing a system in 2012? But they're releasing the games for it in 2013-14.
They did the exact same thing with 3DS.
Yeah, but now 3DS is doing really well, especially because of games like Fire Emblem and Kid Icarus and Kingdom Hearts, you know, all those other games, Luigi's Mansion. Yeah, that's why I feel like the Wii U, it might end up like the 3DS, you know, have like a really horrible launch, but then... like, have these small group of games, and everyone's like, oh my god, I gotta get because now I'm hearing all my friends say, oh, wow, I gotta get myself a 3DS. And hopefully I want to hear people say that about the Wii U, too. I mean, a lot of people were really excited about the Wii U, but now, during this point, everybody's done Mario. Everybody's finished Nintendo Land. What else do we have to play besides Virtual Console? What if there's some people who don't want to play Virtual Console? Some people who can't play Virtual Console because, you know, what if they don't have internet? They can't go on the eShop.
Exactly.
We need games to keep us entertained because not everybody with a Wii U has a 3DS and not everybody with a 3DS has a Wii U.
And there's not a lot of games out, so basically my Wii U's collecting dust because I barely use it.
Yeah, I've pretty much thrown out my, well, not really thrown out, but I've
thrown
my
out.
Wii U has been sitting in the same spot for over 3 months now because of Fire Emblem. And I'm not going to pick it up again until August when Pikmin 3 comes out. So what am I going to do in the meantime? I'm going to finish Fire Emblem soon. What else do I have left?
I think what they should have done is they should have released some of, like what you said, they should have released some of the good games first when they first released the console, and then released more of the other ones later. They should have just released New Smash Bros. U and Nintendo Land first, because those two games are going to get old very fast, and Nintendo Land's not that fun unless you have multiple people to play with.
I didn't say that. I said they should release some of their good games now, so people have something to play and something to keep them interested in the Wii U so that they're still ahead once PS4 and 720 come out. They need to keep their audience interested, or else people are like,
right,
you
so
and
what
me
did I say that was different
going to
than
stop
what
playing
said?
Our Wii U's.
What did I say that was different from what you said?
You said that released at the beginning. I said now.
So you think that they should have released the games now rather than when they first released the console?
No. They should have released games at console, then some of the games they announced now instead of waiting all the way until... So they have games at the beginning, games right now, and games later.
Oh, okay. I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So who here owns a Wii U? Just
me?
Okay, so just us two. And who, you don't own one yet?
No,
he's waiting. Didn't you say you're gonna wait to get one until Smash Brothers comes out?
Oh no,
I didn't like Smash Brothers.
I was thinking of someone else then.
Timmy?
I think it was him.
Yeah, him. He said he wanted to get one if Super Smash Bros. Comes out.
My problem, I didn't know. I don't plan on getting one. I'm sorry. I plan on getting, a PS4 before that. I'm sorry.
I'm not gonna get a PS4 personally because I'm not interested in most of Sony's games.
If it's over $400,
I'm a Nintendo only person.
I'm not just a Nintendo only person. It's just for me, I don't see a point in paying like $400-$500 for like one or two games I'll play. It's not worth it.
Yes, now if it's $400-$500, I ain't doing it.
But yes, let's bring up some of the other members' opinions. So let me start with Aegis. Let me see what Aegis said at the beginning. All right, you want to get you out? Okay, let me read what Aegis said. Okay, you guys ready?
Uh-huh.
We all know that the Wii U is praised for its up-to-date graphics and visual appearance, but aside from that, it has been getting a lot of backlash from critics, most notably the poor battery time, the confusing Miiverse concept, and the lack of a focused internet server. It also doesn't help that the Wii U sold triple as less than the Wii did when it first launched. Most likely because the motion control scheme was hip in 2006, and now we just find it to be utterly retarded. So what do you guys think? Can the Wii U bounce back from the relatively lukewarm launch? Okay, what do you guys think about what Aegis said?
I don't really think Miiverse is confusing. I mean, sure, it might be to a little kid, but I don't think Miiverse was designed for little kids. I think it was designed for, like, the main audience, which is, like 11 to grown-up. And so, you know, they have, you know, you have a way to talk to your friends besides the crappy message system that the Wii had that took forever to get a response.
Exactly.
I never heard anybody complain about Miiverse and the battery time. That's obvious. It's a lot of handheld systems are like that. You play that sucker for long, it's gonna die real quick.
Exactly. People play it so long and they're like, oh, it keeps dying. But you play it like all day. What do you expect?
goodness. Yeah, that's my problem. I finish games really fast, especially, like, an example is Luigi's Mansion. I finished that game in 3 days because I would spend, like, every day from, like, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. playing it, and then that's why I finished it in only 3 days.
Goodness, Barry, if you, mind you, you know, people don't understand, when your battery gets low and it gets to that red bar, like caution, that's when you charge your gaming system or anything, because if you leave it running till it really dies, you're killing off the neutrons and protons, so when as you charge it again, it won't have the same battery time as it was before. Because you keep on letting it go out. Mind you, when it gets to red, you're burning the neutrons and protons. I hope people know that. So when you charge it, and you be like, oh, it's dying so quickly, it's because you let that sucker die on itself. When it gets to red, it's the reason why it's red. Not to tell you, oh, I'm about to die soon. It's because you're using internal energy.
That's why I like to, whenever I play my Wii U and my DS, I like to keep a charge while I'm playing.
Goodness, that's why it won't have the same battery life, and that's why battery life decreases over time. And
one of my problems with Aegis's point is that he's comparing the Wii U to the Wii, and I don't think that's really fair because the Wii was released in a different time. The Wii U. It was released more so when the economy was not that great, and the economy is still not that great, because people don't have all this money to be spending all this crap on systems and stuff like we did before. So there's a lot of factors that factor into the Wii U not selling as well. And it's not completely just, oh yeah, it's just all the crap that's going on. It is partly Nintendo's fault for some of their marketing decisions, but I don't think it's fair to exactly compare it to the Wii, because it was just two different times. It's going to be two different things, and then some people only think that Wii U is like an add-on to the Wii. And, you know, so I don't think it's exactly fair to say that.
I think that the way they're marketing it, and I think somebody said it before, they're making it seem too much like the Wii, at least to some people, so people are thinking it's an add-on, not a separate console.
They are sort of like
they have to market it in a way where it's like, well, it has the same name as the Wii, but it's a whole new experience. It's not the Wii, it's the Wii U.
They got to do something like that because people think that the Wii U is just basically a Wii or just some add-on. So they got to do something about that because. Justin, oh my god. Okay, someone speak so that I can mute my mic.
My problem, I didn't, with this Wii, let me forget with this Wii. The Wii U, I know they converted everything from the Wii to Wii U, and they terminated a lot of things for the Wii, just so they can focus on Wii U, which I definitely, definitely find unfair. That's a problem. That is my problem with the old system. Let it be. Don't cancel things out. Because if no... Well, I know why they cancel out. One, to save money. Two, to save servers. And that's probably what it is. So they can have most of their servers based on the Wii U. And I don't find that fair at all. But that's another story. So my point is that I thought that a Wii U was an extension. I really thought it was an extension or an extensional port of the Wii. I didn't think that it would be its own separate system. Because the only thing I know, the Wii U. So that's why I thought it was, at first, I thought it was just an extension or a port.
Well, maybe they chose the wrong name for the console. I think that they should have, like, maybe noted that the Wii U is compatible with some of, like, the Wii modes and stuff like that. But they should have made it so blatant, like, just, oh, we have the Wii and we have the Wii U. It's same thing with sort of the DS and 3DS, though, not exactly the same. Just, I know, of course, Nintendo fans will get confused, but you have to think, there's a lot of, I don't want to get rude, but I'm going to have to say it, there's a lot of dense gamers out there. That's putting it politely. So if I told Boo to say it, he would have said it blatantly.
they could have called it the Wii 2.
you know, Wii 2 or something like that, but just the fact that they included Wii in the name, the Wii U, it's just sort of, it makes it seem like an add-on. Because when you move up a generation from a new console, like the Nintendo 64, then the GameCube wasn't called the Nintendo 128 or the Nintendo 64 2. It was just called GameCube, its own little thing. So when we move up from the Wii to the Wii U, people are like, wait, what? I don't think there's a difference. And of course, there's freaking slanders who hate Nintendo and who just want to bash it and make it seem like it is the same when it's not. So
here's my problem. Oh, here's my problem. What he meant about dense. It's like a pig. You get another pig, they still think they're the same pig. That's what he meant. People are looking at it. Just look at it with physical appearances. Oh, that's another Wii. That's what he meant. As in, if you name one thing X and name it X1, they think they're the same exact thing, although they're not. That's what he meant. The people, and that's not called being dense. That's called being, that's simple-minded. Simpleton, simple-minded. No, I'm not. I said it a lot. We're simple-minded people it gets on my nerves, too, at times, because just because they have the same name doesn't mean it's the same thing. Come on now. Does not mean the same thing. I thought we established this in English and algebra class. Goodness. So, that's what he meant. I just had to put it rude.
All right, now I want to get into what SC said on the topic. Well, they made multiple points, but I'm going to try to, like, base it down as much as I can. Basically, my situation minus the times played. I'm trying not to be a Nintendo fanboy, but it's hard to predict the end of the Wii U when we just went through this with the 3DS. Now the handheld is the game system to have. If there is anything to blame, it's the lack of games. There's literally nothing to play. Releases are very scarce. Boo, how do I say it? Scarce? Scarce, I think it's scarce, right? Yeah. I said scarce. What the hell? I feel so stupid for saying that. Scarce. Once Mario, Zelda, and the rest of the first-party crew come along, this will change. Of course, there's no excuse, and Nintendo should not have let this happen, but I can only see things picking up when those titles start releasing. So shame on Nintendo for not releasing any games, but I don't think the Wii U is going to crash and burn. Also, while the Wii U sales are very much underperforming, I think it would have been nearly impossible to top or match the success of the original Wii at launch. That thing was a sensation. And I agree.
They made the Wii sound like the best system whatsoever. I'm not gonna lie, I don't even recall if I've seen one commercial for the Wii U compared to the Wii. I saw tons of commercials for the Wii, but for Wii U, who saw a commercial for the Wii U?
I've seen like three or four.
I can't recall one. I think if I can, it's only one. Compared to the Wii had, like, if it was this game, they show you using the Wii, remote. Like, Mario Party 9, Mario Party Wii, and games all the way, when the Wii was coming out. They always show that Wii remote and that Wii, and them, I'm about to get racist here. I hate the word. I don't like generalizing. But individuals playing the game, they always show them active with the Wii remote, etc., etc. With the Wii U, if there was a commercial, you barely saw the Wii U. I'm not going to lie. If there was, you barely saw. I recall seeing the Wii U, but I don't recall them actually playing and having a social gathering like the Wii.
I've seen a commercial, and you know what they did? There are a bunch of people were using the freaking gamepad. Like, four people with separate gamepads. It's like, wow, you can buy gamepads? And then when you freaking buy the Wii U, it comes with one gamepad. One damn gamepad. And then you can't even buy separate gamepads. To buy another gamepad, you need to buy another Wii U. And I find that bull.
That's good.
I actually like that, though, because the Wii had a lot of games that were way too focused on multiplayer, and that's, like, I don't know, it's hard for someone like me who is an only child, so I have no one to play video games with, so I like playing by myself.
Well, I'll talk about, if the Wii U made a comeback, like, what type of games should they release? Like, what type of games do you think would attract attention?
Toad game.
Shooting games. Anything that's not childish.
Mario games.
And for me, anything that's not childish, that's actually
Mario Kart. Anything with online play.
Mario Party 10.
Me, it's shooting games, violence, anything that's mature and rating. I'm sorry, I sound
I mean, it works like a general audience, not you yourself.
I'm just saying, a lot of people would like to play. There's not a lot of mature games for the Wii or the. Well, we had Call of Duty, but that's another podcast itself. There's not a lot of mature games, and mind you, I don't mind other games, but when it gets too childish to a point, only thing I can say is what the hell. I can play the game and be like, what the hell, for real. But I don't mind Mario and all of them, but I would like to see some games where some people get shot up or blown up.
I want to see more. I played the Nintendo console games for the Nintendo series themselves. I want to see more Metroid. I want to see more Star Fox. I want to see more Pokemon, even. Hell, we didn't even get a freaking Pokemon Stadium type game for freaking Generation 5. That was freaking bull. How the heck we never get that? Yeah, freaking all the generations had one. Ridiculous. They could have made lots of money off of that. And other than that, I said Star Fox, I said Metroid. Kirby. Kirby is really juicy.
Games of online.
Yes, games of online always attract lots of attention.
If it's
good.
Yeah, exactly, because that usually be the only good part out of the game at time.
I think Wi-Fi is sort of a necessity for most games now. Maybe not for, like, the single-player ones, but, like, for most games, if you have any type of multiplayer, I think you should include online, because that's the way we go nowadays. I can't... Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, go.
Yeah, with this advanced technology, you might as well do multiplayer for some games.
Because my problem is that they do only the multiplayer for, like, people around you, but I don't really have lots of friends who are really interested in certain types of games anymore. So what am I supposed to do when I want to play a certain game and then none of my friends want to play it? I have to always play by myself? That's
my problem. My problem is that all the friends I have who really want to play with me live in, like, another state.
Yeah.
Like, my best friend, my best friend lives in Philadelphia, and we pretty much play, like, the same games, and we're like, oh, dude, we gotta play together. Oh, no Wi-Fi.
That is some bull.
Yeah, that's why I like games like Mario Kart and all, like we even go as far to, and that's why I really like the Wi-Fi in Luigi's Mansion. I think it's really well done, because since it's portable, what we like to do is take another DS, like our older DS, and put, like, I don't know, like Pokemon Black or White in it. And, you know, anything with a chat mode system. So we chat through that, but use the 3DS to play Luigi's Mansion or whatever.
Why not just use Skype?
He doesn't have Skype. And his computer's downstairs while his games are upstairs.
Oh, okay, gotcha. But that's why we need Wi-Fi in games. And I'm sorry, I don't mean to turn the topic, guys, but Mario Party 3DS better have Wi-Fi or else.
It's because with this game, you might as well have multiplayer. Come on. Plus, multiplayer, have it for friends or something. That happened there, multiplayer back then.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so let's get our final closing words on this subject. Dark Boo?
Who knows what's going to happen, because I'm not Miss Cleo, and I'm not 3D from Tarn, and I'm not a psychic medium, so I don't know what's going to happen. I can't see the future, and you can't call me now, because I don't have the proper tarot cards. I don't know. Who knows what might happen? It might fail. It might succeed. Who knows what might happen? Who knows? Who knows? PS4 might be back. So, I don't know.
Okay, and Toretta?
Yeah, I'm gonna say that nobody can really successfully predict the future of a console. Or anything, really. We don't have any super future-telling powers. And even if we did, one little amazing thing about, like, the future, or at least what we understand about the future, is that one little thing can change the entire future.
Mm-hmm.
And as for me, I do think that the system will have its ups and downs like any other system, and that we just have to embrace the good qualities of the system and call out the bad qualities of the system. No system is going to be perfect, and of course, Wii U is going to have its ups and downs, but I don't think it's going to be a complete failure.
If we look at everything that's bad, then we're never going to enjoy it. We have to look for everything that's good.
I know. Some people, like, when they play these games or they play these systems, they always look for the bad. What they immediately look for is, okay, let me see what's bad about this game. Let me see what I can't stand about this game. How about first looking for what's good about the game?
Exactly.
That's my problem with game reviewers as well. Like, they just always want to get the bad first. And that's what really turns off people for really good games. Like, some people will not play some really good games just because one reviewer says, oh yeah, this game is not that good because I don't like this, and that. And it's sad because, you know, some people actually follow that rule. Like, IGN is one of the most powerful gaming reviewers of our and gaming news people of all time. And they control a lot of stuff. So, I'm just saying, you know, we need to stop looking at what's bad and start looking at what's good. I'm not saying we can't look at what's bad, but we got to look at more first what's good, and we have to examine it. Then after, when we make everything clear, we can look at what's bad.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, who knows what will happen with the Wii U, but you know, us, the Lost Levels, will definitely cover everything when it comes to that.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, yeah. Today, we're not the Lost Levels, we're the Lost Lezzies.
Wow! The Three Musketeers.
The Three Muskelezzies.
Mm.
Okay, now let's get into our potent questions today. Today, we have four questions. We have four questions for you today, so let's get into this. Let's start with Toadette's questions. Toadette's first question is, what is the first movie you've ever watched? Dark Boo?
Oh, God. Oh crap, I don't know. First movie, I don't know. I really don't.
You don't know?
First no. Movie you can remember?
Oh, if I answer this question, I'm gonna be mad. Oh no, I know The Jungle Book. Yeah, that's my show. I know my movie, The Jungle Book. That's probably the one. Yeah, that's probably the one.
As for me, the first movie I've watched, I think, was Toy Story 2.
The first movie I watched, I think, was the first Shrek. Either that or Treasure Planet.
Alright, okay, so our next question is, did you dream last night, Dark Boo?
No. I do not have that many dreams. Oh, goodness. It's rare now, unlike before.
Toadette?
I had a dream about Toad Game. It's a reoccurring dream too. Every time I have this dream, I want more and more. I want the Toad Game to be more and more real.
I usually remember my dreams. I believe what I dreamed about today was I was with one of my friends, and we were at like this mall. It wasn't like the mall I used to go to, Queen Center Mall. It was like this different mall I've never seen before, and it was weird. It's like, it looked very high tech, like with like these electric things everywhere. A lot of people like had like these like weird like styles, and it wasn't the future. Like everything was like the way it was. It's just like the mall was like completely weird and stuff. And we went up to one of the stores with the elevator. There was like no like closing door or anything. It's like literally this platform that takes you up. And we were, and immediately when that happened, I woke up because I thought I fell off.
like a lift.
Yes.
That's what they call them in Britain and all them other places, lift. But that's what it basically was, a lift.
Yeah. So I usually remember my dreams or like certain parts of it. I don't remember the whole thing, just certain fragments. All right, let's get into Dark Boo's question. Dark Boo's first question is, are you allergic to any food? Dark Boo?
Lobster. I love crab. My problem is that I'm not allergic to shellfish, but if I eat it a lot, I know that, what is it called? My throat starting to swell up. I'm not allergic to any other thing. I just don't eat it. I just don't eat it because it tastes like utter crap to me.
Toretta?
None. I'm not allergic to anything.
Same for me. Nothing I'm aware of, anyway. I don't know when was the last time I got, like, an allergy test. I don't think I'm allergic to anything.
I'm not allergic to anything. That's why I eat like a pig.
I'm not allergic to peanuts, milk, chocolate, or whatever the case may be. I'm not allergic.
Oh, I'm not allergic to milk neither, but I just don't like it.
I drink like a whole thing of milk every day. I think that's why I've never broken a bone.
Oh my.
I've never broken a bone either, and I haven't drunk milk in like years.
Same, I never broken a bone either.
Last time I drunk milk was probably in 2000.
Yeah, right.
I don't drink milk. I don't touch it. No, me and milk don't get along.
Uh-oh. All right, Dark Boo's next question is, once under your bed, Dark Boo?
Dust.
Today?
My bed doesn't have an under. It just touches the ground, so there is no under.
You're very lucky.
I have an under. I have a lot of my old stuff, some of my old gaming consoles, some old clothes, old pictures I have. I also have, I'm a little embarrassed to say this, but I have saved up. I don't keep any of my stuffed animals, but I kept like 4. I kept 4 of them from my childhood and they're under my bed inside this box.
I used to have a lion. Each one had their own personality and name.
I still do that, but with my toad dolls. I'm cuddling free right now. 2 toads and a toadette. While laying on my toad pillow wearing my toad slippers.
Okay, now let me ask you guys a question that was from me. Do you sing in the shower, Dark Boo?
Do I sing in a shower?
Yes.
No.
No?
No, I don't do nothing. No.
Oh. Toadette, do you sing in the shower?
No, but I hum sometimes. I don't really sing. I just like...
Yeah, I don't sing in the shower either because I have too many people here and they're going to laugh hysterically.
That's who want to join the... Oh crap. Let's move on. I wasn't supposed to say that out loud.
our last question is this. What inspires you? Just please. What inspires you? Dark
what
Boo?
What inspires me? Myself. Literally. Myself. And environmental nature. Nurture. Environmental influences, that's nurture. So that's pretty much it.
Toadette?
Seeing other drawings. And when I see, really good drawings of stuff that I think is cool, I was like, wow, I think I'll go draw now. So, mostly art inspires me.
Oh, that okay. As for me... I'm inspired by R. Kelly. I believe I can fly. Oh my god. I was about to go into the whole song. You guys are lucky I did it. Oh god, Justin. Isn't he cute? Boo, don't say it. Alright, Justin. What really inspires me is just uplifting songs like that, actually. Uplifting pictures, uplifting people, juicy people, and of course the sun. The sun inspires me so much because when I see the sun, it just reminds me how juicy I am. And when I look at the sun, I'm like, ah, the sun! And I just have that chlorophyll. So yes. And we'll leave it at that. Yeah, because this is getting a little... I know everyone's, like, quiet now. Dark Boo had some interesting stuff to say now, so let's get into our final words. Dark Boo?
I hope y'all enjoyed the podcast, man.
Keep it classy, honey. Keep it classy.
Yeah. I hope y'all enjoyed the podcast. And after, I had some chicken and broccoli waiting downstairs. Yes, I ordered chicken and broccoli. I said small chicken and broccoli. He gave me rice with it. I was like, yes! He knows me. So I'm going to go downstairs and tear that up. I hope y'all enjoy this podcast. I hope y'all eat real. I hope y'all have some good luck with some food.
Okay. So, and how about our Leslie Toadette?
I hope you all enjoyed the podcast. And if it's possible, please share your own ideas about how you think the Wii U will succeed or fail.
Oh, yes. And that's it. Now let's get into our ending information. If you want to get started on the podcast, or if you have any questions, just contact us on YouTube. Find out updates and more juicy stuff at our YouTube, youtube.com/user/thelostlevelsmpl. You can check out Mario Party Legacy in our form at MarioPartyLegacy.com and MarioPartyLegacy.com/form. What? That was the first time I got tongue twisted. Check out our original Mario Party content with our games, MPIMPFS at MPIMPFS.MarioPartyLegacy.com. Follow us on Twitter at MPL Network and our Facebook page, MPL Network. You can follow me on Twitter. I am at SpiderStarYou. And you can subscribe to me on YouTube. I am SpiderStarYou. I make juicy, 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 juicy videos. They are so juicy. You'll be filled up with juice. And Dark Boo's YouTube account is
516-974-3494.
Yeah.
Woo! And Toadette's YouTube account is Caitlin Robotalian. Her Tumblr is Unofficial Official Toadette. And her Facebook is Homicidal Fungus. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast, and please, if you have anything to say, if you really want to get your own ideas out there, please feel free to comment. We would love to hear what you guys have to say. Exactly what Toadette said. And we'll see you guys next time. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
See you.